Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mahomes takes the snap. He's back. He is fiery, and it is incomplete, but there's a penalty flag thrown. The pass was intended for Smith-Schuster on the far side of the field, but the flag came, and I think it's going to be defensive holding against the Eagles.
You are right. It's a double move on the outside. Smith-Schuster.
Fire to the pass. Holding. Number 24. Yep. Defense. 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
The penalty heard round the world. Round the world. By the letter of the law, it's a penalty. In that situation, it's probably not a penalty. And you got to be flexible with those things. But there's so many other things that happened. You can't just blame it on that. Now, the Eagles would have had a chance to at least tie it up. And I think people wanted to see that, but, you know, I'm kind of torn. It's just, it got to be better in some other areas. And you can't let it, I've said this before, you can't let it come down to one play. You can't. You can't. But it did. Well, it didn't, but it didn't. It did, but it didn't. So it's tough. All right, I'm going to take a call, and then I'm going to listen to Sirianni talk about going or not going for it on 4th and 3 from his own 32. Let's go to, is Jim back up? Oh, it's Sean. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. So a couple of things. One, I wanted to get your take on the QB sneak and how the Eagles have been doing it this year and some of this talk that they're going to try to make that an illegal play in the future.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know how do you define whether a player's trying to make a block or pushing the player? I mean, that's a tough play to call. That'll be interesting, the rules committee, on what they do. I don't get yourself in a third or fourth and short. I don't know how you legislate against that. Considering, how do you determine whether the player is pushing a player or trying to block somebody? I think they ought to leave it the way it is. Leave it the way it is.
Right. And then, as far as the calls of the play, I was actually at the game, and the challenge that was thrown by Andy, you know, it seemed like another play got off before that challenge flag went out. It was a little bit hard to tell what was going on. So that was
The only one he challenged was that when they called it a fumble on Miles Sanders, which was not a fumble. I mean, I was standing maybe 5 yards away from that play, and it was not a fumble. He got hit almost immediately. It was not a fumble. And he had to use the challenge flag, but it didn't waste the time out because he won the challenge.
Gotcha. Okay, and then the last thing was as far as the questionable penalty. Obviously, the Chiefs' challenge against Dallas Goedert, the play was upheld as a completion. But that seemed to be a little bit opposite versus what happened with Devontae Smith with the so-called no catch earlier. And I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Dallas Goedert play, did he have control of the ball in one hand? And they can catch a ball. I mean, players do it all the time, and Dallas Goedert certainly can. So did he have the catch? But it wasn't enough to overturn. And it probably wasn't enough on Devontae Smith, but that was in the first half. It wasn't enough to earn a turn, and they settled for a field goal. So the officials, but remember, those officials at the game aren't the only ones looking at that play. There's people, I guess, in their New York offices looking at those plays as well. And they talk about it. And I don't know how they determined that Devontae Smith wasn't a catch. But remember this. The catch against, what was it, San Francisco? That wasn't a catch. Remember when Devontae Smith bobbled the ball?
Right.
The officials did not have a good year. They did not have a good year. And the replays, even when you have replays, there's still conjecture as, was that really, or should it not be overturned? Should it be overturned? I think you got to try to find ways to get the play right. And sometimes you don't always get it right in the minds of everybody. So maybe they got it back with Dallas Goedert. I don't know. Whatever the case, you can't fumble the ball and you can't have a false start before you fumble the ball because you're going to get a first down. Remember, it was third down. You're going to get a first down. And instead of third and one, it became third and six. So there's so many different things to look at because it was such a close game. And if they don't fumble the ball in the first half, then that score at halftime is a little harder to overcome for Kansas City.
Yeah.
So it's just,
you have any thoughts on who's going to go in as DC?
Well, it doesn't look like they're looking at people outside, and then they'll make a decision. I don't know. There's a few people outside the organization in the mix. I think they'll take their time because they can take their time. I would say it's probably going to be done before the combine, which is the end of February. So it'll probably be done in the next week, but I don't know who it's going to be. But they're not going to, I'm going to tell you right now, they may be good, but they're not going to be as much as people will disagree with me. They're not going to be as good as Jonathan Gannon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Do you have a guest for the contest for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Do you have a play call by an official?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that Devontae Smith no call or no catch call was probably the one I was going to use.
Okay. I don't know that that's going to win because
no.
I was in the first half, so I don't know that that has as much of an impact. But I appreciate the call, Sean. Thank you. Let's go to Andy. Andy, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, what's happening?
What's happening, Andy?
You know what I think the biggest determination of that game was? That second half, Andy Reid's playing chess. Nick Sirianni got caught playing checkers. I mean, we never adjusted to the adjustments that Reid made. Well, you look at what he did with that offense. He stabilized our pass rush by getting rid of the ball quick. Boom, 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 quick dumps. He was throwing darts. And we stayed in the soft zone.
That's what Patrick Mahomes does very well. First of all, okay, so you're the coach because you sound like you're smarter than the coaches. They don't make adjustments. I love people too. They don't make adjustments. Maybe the other team just makes plays based on what you've done. They're making adjustments throughout the game.
Yeah, Howard,
you're the coach, genius. You're the coach.
All right,
What adjustments do you make there, genius?
What adjustments do you make? I would have got up in those receivers' faces, jammed them, brought some pressure to switch it up. You know, I mean, who's to say the blitz gets home, but who's to say it doesn't get home? We couldn't just sit in that soft zone and let them pick us apart.
You know what?
And I don't blame Gannon. I blame Sirianni.
Point.
He's the head coach.
Oh, that's a great point. Who's to say the blitz gets home, or who's to say the blitz doesn't get home? You know how asinine that sounds? You're taking both sides of it. On that second touchdown, when they scored with nobody in coverage, that was a blitz. That was a blitz. And it was a bad play call. That was a blitz, by the way.
Howard, my only point is They had to adjust the defense. They couldn't. Well,
they had pressure on Mahomes. They did adjust. They had pressure on him. He ran the ball six times. Now, he didn't run it. That wasn't a play call. He ran it because there was pressure. And he never,
okay.
He almost never has six runs in a game. So there obvious was pressure. They didn't get a sack, and you'd like to see a sack. But sacks aren't the entire part of it. You need pressure. And apparently, if he had to run the ball six times, apparently there was pressure. Did they do a good enough job? No.
No, absolutely
not.
But you
can't always blame the coaches.
But here's another situation where you can blame the coaches.
Okay,
third and two, inside the 35-yard line, fourth quarter, 28-28 score. We're killing them on the inside run. We passed the ball. If we would have ran the ball and got a yard and a half, would have been short and fourth and manageable. Quarterback sneak, keep that drive going. They would have never had that punt return. That was coaching. That was a horrible call on third and two to pass the ball when we were killing them on the inside runs the whole game. Before that situation, on third and short, you know what we were conversion-wise? 6 for 6, running the ball. That was a horrible call.
2 yards is not a gimme. And it was,
I know it's not a gimme, but you go for it on fourth down.
I think it was 3 yards.
It was third and two.
Okay, well then how did it become fourth and three?
It was fourth and two. You get a yard and a half.
I thought it was fourth and three. I looked at the play. A genius. I looked at the play-by-play sheet, and I'll look at it again after I get off the phone with you, but I believe it was fourth and three.
Okay, well, I believe it was third and two, but if it was third and three, you still run the ball in that situation.
Oh, you still run the ball. Hey, Andy, do me a favor, Andy. Give me your number. I'm going to give it to the coaches because you need to be in those coaching meetings.
Hey, man, I'd love to get in them coaching meetings. I'll learn something, but they'll learn something,
too. You've
got
it all figured out. You're just so brilliant. You're such a genius. You're such a genius.
Thank you. I do have a beautiful football mind. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. Yes, at least you think you do.
I know I do. I got championship trophies to prove it. Believe that.
What championship trophies do you have?
Well, I mean, not on the NFL level. I haven't had that opportunity, but I got tons of youth, freshman football. I mean, you name it. I got trophies. I got the pictures to prove it. Come on, man. It's all about development.
I'm happy for you. I'm so happy for you. But just give me your number. What's your number?
I got a blown call for you, too. I'll give you my number. I won't give it on the air, but
I want it on the air because I want everybody to get college from you.
I'll give it to you off the air. I'll give it to you if you need it. Believe that. I'm going to have to charge you high prices like you charge, though. So,
yeah,
but you'll learn a lot.
What's the play there, genius?
The play I got is 1972 Olympics when the refs cheated USA and gave Russia extra time.
That was a play. That goes back 50 years. I don't know if I want to go back that far.
Why? You go back that far?
Yeah, but I don't know if most of the listeners go back that far. But I'll put you in the mix there.
All right,
not
genius.
Thanks. But you're so brilliant. You're so brilliant. I don't even know that you need the $100 gift certificate because you're so brilliant. Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, let me play Nick Sirianni. And I've got to I am going to check this. I got to check it. but I believe it was fourth and three. And I got the play-by-play here, but I'm going to check it. Let's hear from why Nick Sirianni did not go for it and punted on that. And I believe it was fourth and three in the third quarter from his own 32. It's not fourth and one. That's what you got to understand. It's not fourth and one. And that really is an important part. That is an important part of it. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni.
I know I've been aggressive all year going for it. Really trust our guys in scenarios. I think fourth and three on your own 30, what was it? 33? Yeah, I think you get 32 out of 32 NFL coaches saying they punt that ball every time. 32 out of 32. If I had known they were going to return it to the four, in hindsight, I think I would, and you know, obviously I would have went for it there, but no regrets there on that. That is not my thought process right there. And to be quite honest with you, it depends on the score, but we were in a 1-point game. And like if we were down two scores, then of course, you're going to go for it there in that scenario. But in a 1-point game, That's never even in, you know what, and until I was prepped for this question, because Bob does a really good job, as you guys know, it didn't really even come to my mind.
Yeah, it's just, and it was, Nick Sirianni said it was fourth and three. But again, I'm going to check it on the play-by-play, but I believe, so Andy, you were incorrect. Fourth and three is not a gimme. On your own 32-yard line in a one-point game, the problem was when they kicked a field goal in the fourth quarter, and that was really, and I thought the same thing that A.J. Brown said when he spoke about it. I thought the same thing. I looked at the scoreboard and I said, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's only a six-point game. And that really is different. Yeah, it was fourth and three. So, Andy, get up on your coaching skills and know what the down and situation is. It was fourth and three. It was third and three, and then it was fourth and three. All right. See, you don't pick up a yard when you have an incompletion, and they had an incompletion on third and three, Andy. So you don't pick up a yard when you have an incompletion, just to help you with your coaching skills. And then, so obviously if it's third and three and you have an incompletion, it becomes fourth and three. And there's just no way you can go for it. No way you can go for it. You know, the punt was a bad punt. The punt coverage was terrible. And you can't allow that when you take the punt down to the 5-yard line. You can't do it. But it was, Andy, in your brilliant coaching mind, fraud. It was fourth and three. All right? Fourth and three. I hate to break the news to you. I know. It changes your whole narrative. All right. Let's waste our time now. Cowboy Jim, what the hell do you want?
is this a sports radio show or a funeral? I can't tell. It sounds more like a funeral.
Well, you know about funerals because you're a Cowboy fan.
Oh, wah, you lost the Super Bowl. Wah, you're 1-3. Oh, my God, you guys are, you're the best. 1-3 in the Super Bowls. You're like the Jets. You know that? You're really like the Jets.
And when's the last time the Cowboys were even in a Super Bowl?
And I'm going to give Eagle fans a little
When is the
advice.
Last time you, if you don't answer the question, we don't consider the conversation. Continue
let me give a, let me give them just a little advice. I'm going to
no,
say
no, 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 no,
no,
no, no,
no.
Tell me the last time the Cowboys were even in a Super Bowl, let alone
one. You guys have one Super Bowl.
Okay. Tell me the last time. If you don't answer the question, moron, I will move on. When was the last time the Cowboys were in a Super Bowl?
And save their money. Just buy Nick Foles jersey. That's okay. All you have to do. Just buy a Nick Foles jersey.
Beat it. This is the best thing to do is to hang up on a jerk and a cockroach and a Cowboy fan. Because you can't answer the question because you're an idiot. All right? Cowboys fans. Oh, where were you for 3 weeks? Where were you when the Cowboys? Where were you? Losers. You're all losers. Losers. With a capital L. Pasted. It's a permanent imprint on your forehead. The
I don't
L
have the patience to jack with you today.
Yeah, well, you jack with whoever you want to jack with, Jerry. Jack this. 215-592-9494. That's why people don't like Cowboys fans, because they're useless garbage. They are garbage. And the sad part is they're breathing our oxygen. That's a sad part of it. 215-592-9494. It's so easy to despise the Cowboys fans. So, so, so easy. Our question to win the $100 gift certificate.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.